The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and usually we have Al Foreman joining me, or I join Al Foreman, one or the other. And today, Mr. Al Foreman is not here. He is working with the Save a Lot Nutrition Store team so hard to get those shelves stocked, to get that store opened. And you know that it's opening December 5th. So Monday, December 5th, you will be able to save a lot. And so I'm here flying solo for the next hour. Lots and lots and lots of really good information. Just information to reinforce what you may already know. That's one of the things that I tell my clients. You know, many times I'm not telling you anything new. What I'm telling you are more and more scientifically validated reasons to be extremely attentive to your nutrient status, because that translates to health and wellness. Well, there's one other way to support your health and wellness. 95.3 FM. Yay! So a nice, strong signal. Maybe if you have a little trouble with the AM signal, 1470 AM, well, now you can go to 95.3 FM, and you can also do WWNNradio.com all over the world. Wherever you are, out of state, out of the country, wherever you might be, WWNNradio.com. You can listen live on the internet. And of course, there are ways to listen to archived shows. You can go to SaveALotNutritionStores.com, and all of the shows are archived on the Save a Lot Nutrition Center website. So, okay, what are we going to be talking about today? Interesting information with regard to breast cancer. And this comes from a presentation that was made last week at the World Center Congress that was held in Paris. And it's an important study for women to understand about, and certainly for the men who love those women. These are developments that were presented at this Congress in Paris. Women's cancer deaths could rise 60% worldwide by 2030. And that was a study that was done, and they're talking about how women's cancer deaths are expected to rise from 3.5 million, that was the number of deaths in 2012, they are expecting it to rise to 5.5 million in 2030, an increase of 60%. Now, that was an American Cancer Society study. What do I think about that? I think you do not have to fear the typical hormone imbalances of the typical hormone imbalance initiated cancers. That there's so many different things that you can do to protect yourself. The largest increases are expected to come in less developed nations. But here's my take on that. Let's think about what nutrient status is like here in the United States. We have exposure to all manner of foods, all types of supplements, nutrient supplements to support our health and well-being. But so in my view, they have focused on less developed nations, but I think we have to pay very close attention to these expectations for what's going to be happening over the next 15 years. They're reporting that there was a 20% decrease, a lowering, 20% lowering of cancer incidence and death rates among American women since 1991. And this is saying that this benefit is due to improved medical treatment and better tobacco control. Well, again, I kind of might have a little bit of a different perspective. When did you last have blood work? Very interesting, because most likely on your most recent blood work, there is a vitamin D status number. An investigation of your level of vitamin D functioning within your body. And it's really interesting, because so many of the women that I see, when they have their first vitamin D test, it's not so very good. Their first vitamin D test might be under 30. I see some in the teens, and keeping in mind the reference range is 30 to 100, but your goal 70 to 80. And I think more and more women have been attentive to supporting their vitamin D levels, and keeping in mind that if you're using sunblock and showering in chlorinated water, the ability to translate exposure to sunlight being converted to vitamin D, that's certainly very much compromised. And so supplementing with vitamin D and supplementing in a superior manner so that you actually do raise your vitamin D level to the 70 to 80 range. Maybe that has a little bit of information about improving your immune function so that you are not at such great risk of hormonally driven cancers. Maybe this decrease has been noted since 1991. So maybe it has been due to fewer and fewer women using synthetic hormone replacement therapy. You know, that replacement therapy that is derived from pregnant mare's urine, that one, maybe going to bioidentical, personally compounded for your hormone status, those bioidentical hormone supports being able to translate into a balanced hormone level that minimizes the potential for the changes that unfortunately your immune system is not recognizing, and consequently you may be diagnosed with a hormonally driven cancer. Particularly what I'm thinking about is breast cancer. Then when you have adequate levels of all of those protective hormones, how about the idea that we understand the connection with stress? Yeah. Your progesterone, that hormone meant to balance estrogen, that estrogen-progesterone balance, that's so critically important for keeping the hormones functioning in an operative, protective way, that converts to cortisol when you're under stress. So what the outcome of that is, your estrogen levels increase. There is no balance, no health supporting balance between estrogen and progesterone. They must be in balance, but when you're under stress, they're not in balance so very much. So, vitamin D, balancing your hormones, all of those things play a role. And I certainly for sure, over the past 10 years, I have seen dramatic changes in how women are being treated with regard to maintaining hormone balance, supporting vitamin D levels, and ultimately protecting themselves. And then going to an entirely different subject, you're thinking about, hormonally driven cancers are a mortality risk for American women. Yes, indeed, we acknowledge that. But what's the biggest threat to longevity for women? Cardiovascular disease. And you say, okay, well, I see so much addressing breast cancer and ovarian cancer and uterine cancer, cervical cancer. I see those things being focused on for women, but I never see a whole lot of information about cardiovascular disease for women. Well, indeed, that is the bigger killer than breast cancer. And what are some of the approaches that we use with regard to protecting ourselves from cardiovascular disease? Well, essential fatty acids, and maybe some women out there are using those essential fatty acids that also have a predictable hormone balancing effect. Borage oil, evening primrose oil, black currant seed oil, flax seed oil, and I'm going to qualify that and say high lignin flaxseed oil is the important one. So yes, those types of oils are very helpful for protecting the health of women, and both from a hormonal perspective as well as from a cardiological perspective. So essential fatty acids, and don't forget the fish oil. Fish oil being having less of a hormonal effect, but in general health supporting, immune supporting, anti-inflammatory benefit. But the big one, what is it? Coenzyme Q10. And you say, okay, well, CoQ10's just for my heart. Au contraire. No, lots more information out there that goes far beyond protecting your heart. Yes, coenzyme Q10, very high concentrations of coenzyme Q10 in your heart cells. However, one of the things that supplemental coenzyme Q10 is able to do for you is raise your blood and tissue oxygen level. What's one thing that cancer patients really, really need to focus on? Raising your blood and tissue oxygen level. That oxygen level is so important, so very helpful at minimizing the potential precancerous changes. And I'm getting a little signal here that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Keep in mind, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour is brought to you by Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, opening December 5th. And when we come back from this break, lots more information for you about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and December 5th, that's what I told you. That's the opening day, and you're going to save a lot. And you can find the Save a Lot Nutrition Center 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 3105 North State Road 7. And you can go to Google Maps to actually find it. Sometimes the GPS in your phone or car might not get you right where you need to be, but follow these directions 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. Turn into the PennDOT Shopping Center and Save a Lot. Nutrition Center is all the way on the south end of the PennDOT Shopping Center. And just a little bit north of Northwest Medical Center. And what are we trying to do at Save a Lot? We're trying to minimize the possibility that you might ever be a patient at Northwest Medical Center. Anyhow, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is in the city of Margate, and you can find it on Google Maps. If you want to call for a little bit better instruction on finding the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And you can now listen to Health and Wealth Radio on 95.3 FM. So if you ever have any trouble finding the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour on your AM radio, now you can go to 95.3 and listen live. You can go to www.nnradio.com and listen live, and you can also go to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center website, and you can not only find today's show archived on that website, but you can find a whole list of shows archived on the site, and they are archived not only by date, but also by subject. So if there's anything that you want to re-listen to, if there's any mistakes I might have made and you want to find out about those mistakes, well, you can go to those archived sites. Okay, so I was talking about cardiovascular disease is the number one killer, and it is the leading cause of death literally around the world, and it's 17 million deaths a year. So as I was saying, how important that coenzyme Q10 is to raise your blood and tissue oxygen level, we're just moving right into the importance of using coenzyme Q10 supplementally. And what are you going to do? You're going to enhance how your heart functions. For each contraction of your heart, the volume of blood going through your blood, going through your heart is increased. So with less energy, you get better heart function. So protection lasts for years and years. If you've been taking coenzyme Q10, there certainly is an anti-aging benefit, but very much broader than that because of its antioxidant benefits and it's raising blood and tissue oxygen levels, you're going to have improvement in your immune system, improvement in your heart function, and that oxidation protection. So healthy cells, they're going to be enhanced in their function with the use of coenzyme Q10. Now, the cardiovascular disease, what's going on with that around the world is that arterial plaque, so that accumulation of debris in your coronary arteries, that minimizes how well blood is circulated to all of the different areas of your heart. That is part of how our lifestyles lead us down that path of aging. Poor diet, no exercise, maybe you're overweight, maybe you're smoking. So there are studies coming out of Sweden that are talking about a combination, not only coenzyme Q10, but combining CoQ10 with selenium. And one of the things that I tell people is, you want the best activity from the selenium, make sure you read the fine print on your selenium formula and be certain that it is selenomethionine. So it is a chelated version of the trace mineral selenium. And what does that do? It delivers the selenium to the very areas of your body that are most needing of that selenium. But when you combine the selenium with coenzyme Q10, a slash in your cardiovascular risk. It's interesting. Reducing your cardiovascular risk by 50%. That's astonishing. And that reduction in cardiovascular disease risk lasts for years, even after you may have been, after you have dropped taking CoQ10 and selenium. It's amazing, amazing information. And this does translate to a benefit with regard to cancer as well. So coenzyme Q10, superior support for your heart, superior support for antioxidant protection, as well as immune support. Your immune system is going to function much more efficiently than if you did not have sufficient reserves of CoQ10. And you can actually do a blood test to determine what your coenzyme Q10 status might be. So test what your selenium levels are. Test what your coenzyme Q10 levels are. Test what your vitamin D levels are. So much information to be gathered from just testing those three nutrients, and so much benefit with regard to reducing your risk of cancer, reducing your risk of heart disease, reducing your risk of premature aging. So there was a study, and they gave the study participants, who were between 70 and 80 years of age, they gave them 200 milligrams of CoQ10 and selenium. And at the 5-year mark, the cardiovascular disease mortality in the placebo group was twice that level of those that were taking the supplements of coenzyme Q10 and selenium. They took the group that was taking the supplements had better scores when their cardiac function was evaluated on an electrocardiogram. They had lower levels of a biomarker that is a known indicator of heart failure. So lower levels equal lower risks of cardiovascular disease. And then after 4 years, even after the group had stopped taking the coenzyme Q10 and selenium, there were still positives, quality of life, so energy, brain function, ability to do all of the things that you want to do, that was supported and enhanced in the group that had been taking coenzyme Q10 and selenium. So 4 years after having stopped taking those supplements, they were still doing well. Imagine how much even better they might have been doing if they had been taking the CoQ10 and selenium all along. And this group taking those two nutrients, CoQ10 and selenium, had many fewer hospital stays. So, and then they studied that group 10 years later, and they still saw a reduction in cardiovascular deaths. So how are you going to maximize this? Here we have this tiny, tiny little window of information about the benefits of CoQ10 and selenium. Well, let's think about, Suppose you added a very high quality vitamin E formula, a broad spectrum vitamin E formula that had not only tocopherols, but tocotrienols, CoQ10, comprehensive vitamin E, selenium. Wow, what you might expect then with regard to risk of cardiovascular disease, what you might expect then with regard to risk of certain types of hormonally driven cancers. And why am I relating that addition of vitamin E to both the cardiovascular and the hormonally driven health challenges? Well, we absolutely know that vitamin E does support hormone function. So proper hormone function, awesomely important with regard to how well you age. Awesomely important with regard to protection, antioxidant protection. So selenium and vitamin E go hand in hand, and show this study is also showing that coenzyme Q10 and selenium go hand in hand. And you know what else? How about the idea that vitamin C, that incredibly diverse antioxidant protection that's afforded by vitamin C? Suppose those study participants were taking vitamin C as well. Wow, what incredible results they might expect with regard to how well their joints functioned, how vulnerable they might have been to inflammatory processes, how vulnerable they might have been to circulating pathogens, how supported they might have been with this comprehensive approach, coenzyme Q10, selenomethionine, vitamin D. Awesome, awesome, awesome combination of support, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin C. You're almost covered there. And when we come back from this short break, I will tell you the one additional supplement that you might think about that will pull it all together and really reduce your risks of premature aging and being vulnerable to the risk of developing cardiovascular disease as well as hormonally driven health challenges. And you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. No Mr. Al Foreman this morning. He's working hard with the Save a Lot Nutrition Store team to get that Save a Lot Nutrition Center store opened. You will be astonished and amazed at the inventory that you will find at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Stay tuned. I have one more nutrient for you. You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And what am I talking about? preventing premature aging, minimizing the possibility that your immune system will age too quickly and not work the way it is meant to work, the possibility that your hormones may become imbalanced because of your age and won't offer the protective effects that properly balanced hormones are able to achieve in your life. Okay, so before the break, I talked about CoQ10, I talked about vitamin C, I talked about selenium, particularly selenomethionine, I talked about vitamin E, I talked about essential fatty acids, I talked about vitamin D. All those things, want to pull it all together? Okay, vitamin A. So, again, you can do blood tests and evaluate the level of all of these nutrients in your blood. You can do the SpectraCell micronutrient testing and consequently get a comprehensive window into your nutrient status. You will know where to focus your efforts. Okay. Now, you'll notice that I said vitamin A. I didn't say beta-carotene. So many people think that, okay, if they're taking beta-carotene, they're getting vitamin A. But the truth of the matter is beta-carotene must convert in order to be properly utilized as vitamin A. So it's not equal. It is supportive. It has antioxidant benefits. You certainly want to take the whole profile of carotenoids. You don't just want to focus on beta carotene, but you want to make sure that you are able to convert that beta carotene to true vitamin A. And so here's the profile. Vitamin A. Selenomethionine, vitamin C, vitamin E, the icing on top, coenzyme Q10. You have such comprehensive cellular support with that whole profile of nutrients. It's awesome. And you want to make sure that you're taking enough of those particular nutrients to support that health and well-being, prevent that premature aging, reduce your risk of developing hormonally driven cancers, reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. They all work together. Here's my quarrel with a lot of the research studies that tend to come out of very well-funded universities. Oh, they study one nutrient at a time. Well, when you eat a fish, I don't care, any kind of fish, do you get just one nutrient? No, you get a whole profile of nutrients. Are you generally going to have just fish on your plate at mealtime? No, you're going to have some vegetables. You might even have some beans. You might even have starch, potato, a rice, something like that. And so that incredible profile of diverse nutrients all coming together, and hopefully they're coming together in a very, very highly efficient digestive system. But that's in a perfect world. So maybe your vegetables have been on a truck being driven across the country from California, and maybe with each mile, a tiny, minuscule amount of nutrition is being lost from those vegetables. Are they worthless? Absolutely not. No, they have fiber. They have certain minerals that would be a little bit more stable and present in the vegetable. However, the status of the mineral content in those vegetables is dependent on the quality of the soil. So you see the comprehensive interaction. So many different areas are at play here in this discussion. So The best way in my mind is test those nutrient levels. Find out what your CoQ10 level is, your vitamin E, A, selenium level. Very well able to be tested when you visit your primary care physician for an annual or semi-annual physical, but you can also go to advanced medical testing centers and do the SpectraCell test, that SpectraCell micronutrient test, and then bring that test result to me. When the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center opens, I have a beautiful office, very private, where we can sit and discuss your test results, and I can give you the guidance that you may need in order to focus on your weakest link, because you're only as healthy as your weakest link. And if you're selenium deficient, if you're coenzyme Q10 deficient, if you're vitamin D deficient, that's your weak link. Support it. It's so very much a common sense approach to health. Okay, so CoQ10 and selenium work together. They improve your cellular efficiency. It's the CoQ10 is the antioxidant that's going to protect the outer membrane, and then there the outer membrane of the cell, and then the cell is going to function in a much more efficient way and able to produce and release energy. And then selenium assists certain enzymes that have an antioxidant effect against those free radicals, that oxidative stress that we know affects your aging and makes you more vulnerable to chronic disease. So CoQ10 and selenium protect you, particularly the elderly. And so as we reach, let's say, that 80-year mark, half of the mitochondria in our cells have been depleted. And coenzyme Q10 is going to help to replenish the compounds needed in the mitochondria so they function to create beneficial energy. And we talked a couple of weeks ago, about PQQ. What is the PQQ capable of? PQQ, along with CoQ10, supporting mitochondria, the dramatic anti-aging effect of creating multiple mitochondria within the cell is going to function so much more efficiently. So if you want to support your CoQ10 levels, you make sure that you're eating some salmon. Maybe some tuna. Now, this is going to be a difficult one for some of my listeners because I talk about it frequently with the counseling clients of mine. Might you consider eating a little bit of organically raised liver? Maybe. That would be, it's a source of CoQ10. So then for selenium, where do you want to go? A Brazil nut every day. And for those people who shouldn't be consuming Brazil nuts, well, you could go to sunflower seeds or possibly some shellfish. You're going to find selenium then. And so that combination of CoQ10 and selenium, fabulous. Reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and, in my opinion, reduce your risk of a whole host of other health challenges. Okay, where do we go from there? Where might we find another nutrient that so many older individuals are not necessarily maintaining, possibly because of their dietary choices, possibly because they need more of it and they're not getting more of it? Maybe they have an exposure to certain health challenges, pathogens, viruses, bacteria, whatever, that are either preventing this nutrient from working or preventing this nutrient from being present, or this nutrient isn't present in the amounts necessary to support their health and well-being. Okay, so I was talking about heart energy. I was talking also oxygen presence in your blood and tissues. Where else is oxygenation of great, great importance? Your brain. So you're taking the CoQ10, you're oxygenating your blood and tissues, your heart is working very well, you're getting cellular protection from free radical damage, and maybe your thought processes are not necessarily as quick as you want them to be. Maybe you're dealing with this feeling of overwhelming fatigue, where you just don't have the get up and go that you want to achieve the things you have maybe thought about doing for a particular day. Maybe you have pins and needles in your fingertips or in your toes. Maybe there's some kind of tingling, very subtle tingling, not exactly pins and needles. Maybe you're really having trouble concentrating, thinking about things. Maybe your memory is not what it used to be. Maybe you have balance problems. What vitamin deficiency might be contributing to that? So here you have this fabulous array of nutrients, starting with the CoQ and selenium. But older individuals seem to be at risk for a B12 deficiency. Now, in order to have B12 work very, very nicely to have the comprehensive benefit that it can actually achieve for your brain and energy level, well, you need B complex as the underlying foundation for enhancing how well B12 is going to work for you. Where are you going to get all of those B complex vitamins? Organic rice, organic grains. But those grains should not have been processed. They should be the whole grain that you cook yourself. And for sure, you want it to be organic. So those whole grains giving you that B complex foundation, or your very high quality multivitamin, that gives you that whole profile of B complex that are so necessary to create the foundation to enhance how B12 is going to work in your body. So if you're dealing with weakness, fatigue, your balance issues, maybe your brain's not working the way that it was meant to, or that you used to be able to rely on, you can do a blood test, and you want to make sure that when you're testing your B12 levels, that you also test folate. Once again, there you go. That micronutrient test from SpectraCell that you can get at Advanced Medical Testing Center. Absolutely giving you the insight into these nutritional substances that make such a dramatic difference with regard to your health and well-being. So if you're really, really low in B12, you may be dealing with anemia. Maybe one of the things that if your tongue is a little swollen, that's a B12 deficiency symptom. Who knew? So there are so many different ways that we will get to when I come back from this short break for supporting your B12 status so your brain works, your energy works, and life is good. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be right back after these messages. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome back. This is the final segment here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I just want to remind everyone that you can now find the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour at 95.3 FM on your dial. So if you had a little trouble tuning in to the 1470 AM, you can now go to 95.3 FM. You can go to wwnnradio.com and listen live. And of course, you can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and you will find all of the Save A Lot Nutrition Hour shows archived at that site. Okay, I was talking before we went to the break about a B12 deficiency. You certainly do want to test B12 as well as folate levels because they need to be in proper balance. So if you're taking B12 and you're not getting a balancing amount of folate on a regular basis, then you can ultimately create a deficiency of folate. And the same holds true if you're taking folate. Folate is known as an anti-aging nutrient, part of the B complex. But if you're taking folate and you're not taking B12, again, you create an imbalance. So balance is the watchword here. And you find out about where you are out of balance, both with symptoms that you might be experiencing as well as blood tests that will give you the levels of those different nutrients. So if you are dealing with fatigue, tingling in your fingers or toes, maybe some memory loss, and your brain isn't working the way that it's used to work or it's supposed to work, maybe you have some balance problems. Maybe you're dealing with anemia. The color of your skin tone might be a little yellowy. You particularly take a look at the whites of your eyes. That tends to be the first place where a type of jaundice might be observable. If your tongue is a little swollen, if you have some speech issues and you're thinking, what's going on here? Maybe your tongue is just a little swollen. All of those are B12 deficiencies. So what do you need to do? Okay, B12 supplementation. You can talk to your doctor after having your B12 levels tested and find out if your B12 levels are low. Maybe it's appropriate for you to have B12 injections. Dramatic, almost instantaneous response that you will see those symptoms just kind of fading away with a B12 shot. And you want to do that on a regular basis until you have properly supported and reestablished highly functional B12 levels. And of course, make sure that you're taking the B complex, and that's through whole grains, or your multivitamin should have all of those B complex vitamins. Remember, check out your multivitamin small print. I see multivitamins that are out there with no choline and no inositol. crucially important, very, very important components of the B12, of the B complex. So read the small print. Make sure you have every one of the Bs in your multi-formula. Okay, so maybe your digestion is a little compromised. So again, increased risk of developing a B12 deficiency. Okay. If you're not getting that B12 injection, how should you be supporting your B12 status? Sublingually. There's lots of information out there that there is a certain amount of B12 that does survive stomach acid and you can swallow your B12. But what's the most efficient way of raising your B12 levels? Sublingual supplementation. Just put a tiny little tab on your tongue, dissolves in seconds, and you are enhancing and supporting your B12 status. Solgar has a fabulous 5,000 microgram B12. Awesome absorption. You're absorbing that B12 directly into the bloodstream through those tiny blood vessels in the mucous membranes of your mouth. So important. It would be there's another way of supporting your B12, and certainly eggs. Now, how many people do I talk to that tell me they have given up eating eggs years and years and years ago? Not a great thing to do, giving up those eggs. Yes, there's cholesterol in the yolk, but there is also sulfur. There's also a very high quality form of lecithin. So two components that are very important for supporting your immune system, but also having a B12 content. So high quality organic eggs, and you want those eggs with a deep golden color yolk. A pale color yolk, not the best egg for you to be consuming. So a deep golden color yolk, so eggs. Now, what about grass-fed beef? Think about it. Organically raised grass-fed beef. What I tell people is the essential fatty acid component in grass-grazed beef is essentially the same as fish. So when you feed the animals their traditional diet, the way they are meant to function, grazing on organic grass, that beef, highly nutritious, full of a lot of minerals, but also able to purvey to you B12. And you can do free-range, organically raised poultry, also appropriate. And then, as I said, Solgar has that tiny little 5,000 microgram B12 lozenge, I guess I'll call it. Tiny, tiny little, comes apart in less than 10 seconds on your tongue. And very pleasant tasting. So, coenzyme Q10, selenomethionine, vitamin E, true vitamin A, vitamin C, B12, so much protection for your health and well-being, so much protection for your brain, so much of the approach that's going to minimize the development of all types of health problems. Okay, so what's a big risk for people as they age? Falling. What's going to happen possibly if they fall? Broken bone. And sometimes with those broken bones, that period of immobility while the bone is healing is so distressing, so much associated with a depletion of function, muscle density loss, and immune I don't want to say immune suppression so much as immune dysfunction. So here are the ways to enhance balance. B12 is very much an issue if you've noticed that your balance is not what it used to be. Now, I routinely review with clients visiting me different, very easy to do exercises that are meant to enhance balance. But here's your B12. If you are seeing a significant change in your balance function, if you have that weakness in your extremities, tingling, weakness in your muscles, and that balance is how it's manifesting, B12. So, comprehensive, take a look at your blood work, test all of these nutrients, see where you stand, and that way you're supporting your enhanced anti-aging approach. You've been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. And don't forget, you can go to WWNNradio.com and listen live. And you can go to 95.3 FM. I'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.